Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 233. Today, our title is Nothing Too Small, Nothing Too Big. Over the last several years, I've been dipping in and out of a book called The Virgin Eye by Robin Daniels, and it's largely about spiritual disciplines. And I've been dipping in and out, as I say, for, well, I think about 3 years now. It's not the kind of book you read quickly, because you need to absorb it and try some of the suggestions. And I found it very enriching. And I picked it up a few days ago and read a paragraph or two, which really made me think and gave me the title for today's Quiet Time Coaching episode, Nothing Too Small, Nothing Too Big. And the reason for this phrase is that it comes from a prayer by Saint Ignatius, quoted in the book. Let me give you the full quote, the full prayer. I have updated the language from the these and thous, but see what you think of this short prayer. It reads, "Fill me, I ask you, with your light and life, that I may shine for your wondrous glory. Grant that your love may so fill my life that I may count nothing too small to do for you, and nothing too big to bear." That's the full prayer. I'll read it one more time. I'm going to put the text in the show notes, but let me read it again. Fill me, I ask you, with your light and life, that I may shine for your wondrous glory. Grant that your love may so fill my life that I may count nothing too small to do for you, and nothing too big to bear. Well, after I read that on the day, I went out and prayed a fair bit about it, and it's been part of my prayers in the days since, including this morning. Nothing too small to do for you, nothing too big to bear. And I thought I'd just share some thoughts with you based on this short prayer that have been helping me, and I'd like to know how you react to it, what emerges for you as you might think about it and pray on it, pray through it. Fill me. Beginning of the day, isn't it a good thing to ask God to fill us? Yes, we've all been filled with the Spirit when we were baptized into Christ, but fill me. We need that perhaps not so much because we're not full of the Spirit and of God, but because we need to be reminded that we need him, that we're poor in spirit. Fill me, I ask you. I am coming here to ask in expectation and hope, to ask you, my Heavenly Father, with your light, not mine, but your light, and your life, not my life, but your life, the life of Christ, in fact. For what purpose? That I may feel good? Well, no, although that might happen, but that I may shine, that I may be a kingdom light, that I may shine for your wondrous glory. So your glory, not mine, your wondrous glory, not a simple glory, not a plain glory, not a worldly glory, but a wondrous glory. And then grant, so it's a plea here, grant that your love, yours not only because it belongs to you, but the quality of your love, Heavenly Father, as expressed in Jesus, that amazing, patient, wonderful, sacrificial love, that tremendous depth of grace and compassion, that love may so fill my life, fill it, not be part of it, but fill my life, not somebody else's life, but my life today, the life that I'm living today, not something for the future, but for this day, that I may count nothing too small, that I may consider, that I may understand that nothing is too small. Nothing, not one small thing is too small to do if it's done for you. To do small things for you is to do something significant. Nothing is too small to do for you, and nothing too big. To bear the things that I feel are too big, that I consider are too big, that I feel are too big, no. That I may count nothing too small to do for you, and nothing too big to bear. It reminds me that small is all that matters to God. Even small things matter. Small faith matters to him. In Luke 17, verse 6, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. We only need a small faith. Small faith is plenty. Small actions are what matter more often than the big heroic ones. There might be times to be tested in a big heroic matter, perhaps like the apostles or someone like Stephen in Acts 7. But most of our lives are flavored by the small things. The faith that we live out is about the smaller rather than the larger actions. Faith as small as a mustard seed. And then that plea that nothing would be too big to bear, we are promised that we have the strength available to bear with anything. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. And that's the word bear there, so that you will be able to bear it, to endure it. Truly, nothing is too small that matters to God. Nothing is too big for us to bear. Are there some small things that God is calling you to? This week I visited my parents for the first time since March because of, at the time of recording, the COVID-19 virus crisis. So I went to visit them. The regulations meant I could now go and see them and stay. And down there, we did a lot of catching up and chatting, and I asked them, since they are a little older than me, if they had any jobs they'd like me to do. And the only jobs they wanted me to do were small. One was to fix some flickering lights in the lounge of their home, and the other was to adjust a lampshade in one of the bedrooms. Small, inconsequential actions in so many ways, but not too small, as a way to show my love and the love of Christ to my mother and father. The small things matter. I've also had some big things in my life over the last few days. Nothing being too big to bear this week has meant, for me at least, listening to some friends of mine pour out their hearts to me about some very difficult experiences they'd had recently that caused tears to come to my eyes. In fact, I'm feeling them come in again now as I think back on that experience. It was a very difficult thing to listen to. It was a very difficult thing to bear. What they experienced was harder than me listening to them, for sure. But nonetheless, I felt it was too much for me to bear. I just felt overwhelmed by the pain that they had experienced recently. And so trusting in God that it wasn't too big to bear meant not reacting with inappropriate and hasty anger to situations that I have heard about recently and been involved in, and where those things need more prayer. They need more prayer before reacting. And so I've trusted God. I've had to trust God that these things are not too big to bear. I can listen to my friends. I can be patient and pray and wait for God to act. Nothing is too small to do for you. And nothing is too big to bear. Do you have some small things laid out for you to do? Do you have some big things where you need the strength of God to be able to bear them? Perhaps you could pray this prayer of Ignatius and see how that might strengthen you. Fill me, I ask you, with your light and life, that I may shine for your wondrous glory. Grant that your love may so fill my life that I may count nothing too small to do for you and nothing too big to bear. So I wonder, which scriptures help you to act on the small things? And which scriptures help you to trust God for the strength, for the needs, for the things that you feel too big to bear? You know, when I think about Jesus, just to finish off, I think that nothing was too small for him. And most of the things that are recorded in the Gospels are quite big. Preaching and teaching and healing and all the things he did for people, they're quite big. But then on the other hand, I thought, well, but for God, for him as deity on earth, actually none of those things were really big, were they? They'd be big for me. It would be big for me to heal the blind or walk on the water. But for Jesus, I suppose in some senses it was not. These were small things. But they weren't too small to him, for him to do for these people, these unknown people, these unnamed people mostly. We don't know much about them. We don't know the names of most of them. We don't know how they felt or what happened before or after Jesus came into their lives. But these people weren't too small for Jesus to deal with and care about. And they weren't too small in terms of actions for him to do. Yes, he came to do the big things, to die on the cross. That was not too big to bear for him. But he also did the small things. Let us be, and may I be, and let's pray for me, and I'll pray for you, that we would consider nothing too small to do for Jesus, and nothing too big to bear. Well, I hope you found today's Quiet Time Coaching Podcast helpful. If you did, please let me know. If you have any questions, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you wouldn't mind leaving me a review, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful time of quiet with God, finding that nothing is too small and nothing is too big. Take care and God bless.